This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. White House officials said Tuesday that President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping held an extended discussion on Taiwan Monday night. It's a long-running point of disagreement between the two superpowers. Officials said Biden made U.S. interests clear to ensure there are no unilateral changes to the status quo, according to a White House official, across the Taiwan Strait during that virtual meeting that lasted for about 3.5 hours. China has escalated the dispatch of its military planes into Taiwan's air defense identification zone in recent months, with a record number of sorties flown last month. China considers Taiwan a breakaway province that someday will be reunified with the mainland. Taiwan considers itself a sovereign state. The U.S. has refrained from taking a position on the issue of sovereignty, but under the Taiwan Relations Act, the U.S. considers any effort to determine the future of Taiwan by other than peaceful means a threat to the peace and security of the Western Pacific area. Officials in Washington and Beijing said Tuesday that the inaugural meeting between the President Biden and President Xi was candid and could pave the path for progress in a tense relationship between the U.S. and China on a range of issues of global importance. The two leaders have previously met in person, both when they were vice presidents. This was their first leader-level meeting. The virtual meeting went beyond the amount of time allotted for it. And in addition to Taiwan, they talked about issues including human rights and economic competition. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Michelle Wu has been sworn in as the city of Boston's first woman and first person of color elected mayor in the city's history. Wu won the mayoral election 2 weeks ago. Before her, Boston had elected only white men as mayor. Wu took over from former acting mayor Kim Janey. Janey was Boston's first woman and first African-American mayor, but she was not elected to the post. She took over after Mayor Marty Walsh resigned in March to join the Biden administration as U.S. Labor Secretary. Wu was the more progressive of two top mayoral candidates. The Harvard-educated daughter of Taiwanese immigrants has a long list of policy initiatives to start on, including a homelessness crisis in the city and her plan to make public transportation free of charge. President Biden on Tuesday banned members of the Nicaraguan government from entering the United States. He did it in a broad proclamation in response to the recent Nicaraguan election. Washington denounced that election as rigged in favor of President Daniel Ortega. Biden's travel ban applies to all of Nicaragua's elected officials, apparently including Ortega and his wife, Vice President Rosario Murillo, in addition to members of security forces, judges, mayors, and others seen as undermining democracy in the Central American nation. Ortega won a fourth term in elections on November 7th, after jailing political rivals and cracking down on critical media. He has derided his critics in the United States as Yankee imperialists who are trying to undermine Nicaragua's electoral progress. Cuba, Venezuela, and Russia are backing the Nicaraguan president. Polish forces at the border with Belarus used water cannon and tear gas against stone-throwing migrants as Warsaw accused Belarusian authorities of giving smoke grenades and other weapons to those trying to cross the frontier. The events marked an escalation in a crisis on the European Union's eastern border, where the West has accused President Alexander Lukashenko of using the migrants as pawns to destabilize the 27-nation bloc in retaliation for sanctions on his authoritarian regime. Belarus denies orchestrating the crisis. The Poland Border Guard Agency released video showing a water cannon being directed across the border at migrants who were throwing objects at them. Polish authorities said 7 policemen, 1 soldier, and a female border guard were injured. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.